Joe Biden's age was a common topic during his presidential campaign, like during the Democratic primary debate in October of 2019.
Last month, former President Jimmy Carter said he could not have undertaken the duties of the presidency at 80 years old. Why are you so sure that you can?
Because I've watched it. I know what the job is. I've been engaged. Look, one of the reasons I'm running is because of my age and my experience.
And it's possible Biden's age and experience in a moment of national crisis ended up helping him at the polls, says Dr. Marianne Deutschman. She's a retired Buffalo State College professor and a board member of the Buffalo Niagara League of Women Voters.
For those people who voted for Biden, they were looking for that calming influence. They were looking for the truth and the trust. It's interesting because Trump is that age, close to that age too. I don't see him as a grandfather figure that is a calming influence. So age by itself is not the answer.
And Biden's age by itself doesn't necessarily tell us anything about his policies towards older adults. Dr. Jacob Nyheisel, a University at Buffalo political science professor, says there's plenty of older politicians who don't look out for their fellow older Americans. So if you want to know how any politician, old or young, will govern, you're better off just looking at their party platform.
The leader of the Democratic Party, for quite some time, has been fairly insistent upon doing things like protecting Social Security, expanding access to health care. And insofar as those are policy areas that older Americans are interested in, I think that there's certainly, you know, something in a Joe Biden win for them in policy terms.
For those reasons, advocates for older adults are cautiously optimistic about a Biden administration.
You know, I'm looking forward to seeing a executive budget that doesn't slash Medicare and Medicaid and Meals on Wheels and all those programs that my clients rely on.
Karen Nicholson is the CEO of the Center for Elder Law and Justice, or CELJ, a Buffalo nonprofit legal agency for older adults, many of whom are low income.
And that's been the case for the last 4 years. A lot of that didn't pass, but it causes a lot of worry for my clients.
She also appreciates that Biden at least has a plan for Social Security, often considered the third rail of American politics. Biden campaigned on raising taxes for the wealthy in order to preserve the fund and increase benefits for older retirees and retired public employees, as well as reduce cuts for widows and widowers.
I think it's great that it seems that Joe Biden's team is conscious of it and aware of it and starting to put forth some proposals, but I think it's going to take sort of both sides of the aisles to make those hard decisions that have to be made.
CELJ also represents nursing home residents who've been decimated by COVID-19. The Trump administration rolled back several Obama-era regulations, like requiring an infection control specialist in nursing homes, that Biden has promised to return and expand. But as CELJ board member Ann Monroe notes, Biden is also promising to help people stay out of nursing homes altogether, like by giving tax credits to family caregivers and expanding Medicaid to cover more home-based care.
So that people could stay home rather than go into what are often called petri dishes where these infections just spread continually.
But it hasn't all been high grades for Biden when it comes to older adults. Some have questioned why he didn't appoint any aging experts to his COVID-19 task force. And with the pandemic raging and the economy in freefall, Monroe worries whether older adults will once again be put on the back burner. While spending money on children and young people is often considered an investment, spending on older adults is often just seen as a burden.
When there are such social trade-offs, older people lose out. So I think it's really important that we advocate for older people as much as we possibly can to keep them on the radar screen.
Deutschman says she foresees only moderate change in a Biden presidency.
So I think one would look at Joe Biden in terms of Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, you know, 401ks, long-term care, in terms of moderation and incremental change, not a major change.
Biden is set to be inaugurated on January 20th. Tom Dinke, WBFO News.